Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we'll hear from Jennifer McLaughlin, a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Boston, Massachusetts.
Something I've really been cherishing about science and health with Key to the Scriptures is that Mary Baker Eddy referred to it as a textbook. And when you think about a textbook in school, it's something that you reference regularly. It's something you go back to. It's there to help you learn. It's there to support your study. And so I love that it is a textbook. It is meant to be studied and engaged with in thoughtful ways. There's a lovely line in Science and Health where she says, "No wisdom is wise but his wisdom," meaning God. "No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine." And it goes on, and I've read that many times. About 2 years ago, I cut my hand pretty badly on my way to the Sunday morning church service. And when I was in college, I had a lot of first aid training because I was a camp counselor and that was mandatory. And so the wound was bleeding quite a bit. And so the first aid training kicked in about ways that I needed to hold my hand to help stop the bleeding. And I was sitting in church and I remember I was trying to like prop my arm up. And the first reader read that quote because it was in the lesson that week, "No wisdom is wise but his wisdom." And I started laughing. I was sitting in the pew laughing that I was trying to apply the wisdom, quote unquote, the human wisdom of how I needed to position my hand in order for healing to be better facilitated. I chuckled to myself and I put my hand in my lap and I listened to the truth of what was being shared. The child of God, Mrs. Eddy uses the word man, but it's a generic term. It means all mankind. Man is the spiritual idea of God. Man is the image and likeness of God. That's calling on the first chapter of Genesis. That's who we are. That's our identity, the child of God, the perfect, spiritual, complete idea of God. And that is true for each one of us. The bleeding stopped immediately when I put my hand in my lap, which is notable. And I went on to have a complete healing of that cut.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join Jen and me on this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. The link is right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.